report card.
Mike Preston is in studio. Mike Preston, Baltimore Ravens, big win last night, 41-31 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mike, last night the Baltimore Ravens trailed 10-0 early in this football game before going out and getting a huge lead against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What was, in your opinion, the issue beginning at the beginning of the game, trailing 10-0?
One, they kept blitzing, and I thought they stepped out. Basically, when you're playing and you're kind of just situated in your pass protection, you don't want to step out if they're blitzing up the middle. It's what we used to call a tight cup, and you go all the way around. And Rosengarten kept stepping out. The right tackle for Lele, he kind of stepped out, and they left the opening in the middle. And that's what they kind of figured out, is like, no, we don't need to step out. We just need to just stay in a tight cup. And that's what they did. And then once they got that figured out, they were back to the game plan, and they stayed with the game plan. They didn't panic, unlike they did a year ago in the AFC Championship game against Kansas City. They stayed within the scheme of the offense, run the ball, pass the ball, and they were balanced up.
And that was the key, in my opinion, of them sticking to the game plan. I think, and we've seen in years past, when they trail big, they start doing something else that questioning their own game plan, so to speak.
You know, yes. You want to hear something really funny and odd? When I was flying back from Tampa this week, the bartenders asked me that question. They were not from Baltimore.
Right.
They were from, one was a Steeler fan, and the other kid was from like Tennessee. They were asking me why the Ravens stopped, abandoned what's working for, I swear to you. Fans from other cities notice this. Yes, it's been a real sticking point here.
Now, you saw Derrick Henry sitting for extended time in the second quarter, and then he finished only with 15 carries. He is the ultimate closer. That's got to be a dangerous situation for them to be able to sit a weapon like that so long and still build a big lead like that.
It closed out the game. I mean, and you know what's coming. We've seen it before. You know, like, hey, let's load up. Let's go tight formations. Let's play power football. And let's just give him Derrick Henry. And you don't want to see that guy, 6'4", 253 pounds or whatever he is, turning the corner. You don't want to see that, especially late in the game. I mean, you catch him early, okay, that's fine. But late, and he's still running, and he's only had 14 carries or 12 carries or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see that. I don't. And that's a great weapon.
Now, the offensive line, I thought, played very good last night. But my assessment of them guys, they seem to be better run blockers, and the better the run game is, the better pass protectors they are, because they're keeping the defense off balance.
Yep.
When you know they're going to pass block, they're not very good.
And Troy Aikman mentioned that. He goes, this team has a habit of when they start trailing, they get out of their offense. I remember him talking about that. I'm like, that's the Ravens. I don't want to see that. I want them to stick with their offense. They are most successful when they're running the football, but then they got the play-action game working, and then you got the RPOs going outside. That's a great thing to have, and that's what they've done. They've stuck with what has gotten them this far.
Right. And I think that's really the key, because just keeping the defense off balance.
It is the key to me. I've never, ever understood why they would do that. And we could all point to different games throughout the recent history where they've done this, and to the frustration of fans and I'm one of them. Just why would you do that? Why would you do that? To me, the one of the things I've always learned through, you know, playing youth sports in high school and college, make them stop you. Just do it until they stop you.
Yeah.
Like, if it's working, why would you go away from it? But it happens in the NFL. Look at the Super Bowl with the you got what's Marshawn Lynch. You have Marshawn Lynch on the goal line. He's been killing it.
Oh, my. Yeah, that was terrible.
Why would you throw the ball? It's like it cost you a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's like people make dumb decisions like that.
Your thoughts on the coaching staff overall, Mike, in this football game?
I thought Todd Monken did a great job. I think he's kind of in that zone with this offense. You know, they're in sync. They have a rhythm. Some of the stuff he was calling last night was very good. I mean, clearing out routes. The screen pass that he called and he scored on that in the second quarter, way ahead of a lot of teams right now offensively. I think he's done a nice job, and that's why they're number one in total offense. Defensively, they got some issues as far as coverages. I mean, like little stuff, like covering the running back out of the backfield. Why are they so open? Why are they so free? You're trying to play a zone. Well, okay. Are you clear about the zones and who's going where? And you got to take two, three steps one way or the other because that's your man. But then you ease up and you pass him on. They don't seem to do that. They just don't have the scheme is not there. Special team wise, I mean, they had two nice returns on kickoff returns last night, and it gave them good field position. And you want that. I mean, I think they had one like 37 yards and one of 35 yards. That's the way you come out. And I don't know why Tampa Bay kept kicking short to him. Once you failed twice, why do you keep kicking short? I don't get that. You know, we don't need to ask questions
maybe
about.
Maybe
we
only allowed two long kicks in the second half. I have some of these dumb rules. I don't know.
<It's> like, yeah. You can't kick them in the end zone after
more than
two
twice.
Kicks.
Yeah.
But coaching, I thought they got a B. Special teams, I gave them a B+. But they're good. That's a good football team, except for can't give up 21 points in the fourth quarter.
What did it again? You and I keep saying, Ed, you agree that schematically something's wrong. I don't know if Dean Pease is that guy that brings it in because I never really liked his defense as much either. But something has to give. Something has to change.
Yeah,
because you can't, as you guys both pointed out, continue to give up 21 points in the quarter, especially the fourth quarter when you're trying to close out a ball game.
No, you can't. I mean, you can't. You just cannot. I mean, they give up 38 points to the Bengals, 31 to the Buccaneers. It's too much. It's just too much. You can't continue to do this. So, especially late in the game, because that's when that's what happened against the Raiders. You know, they had the 10-point lead, and they just blew it. Can't have that happen, man. And so something has to give, and I agree with you about schematics, because they look confused. And what happens is when you're not prepared properly, you play slower. It takes you a step. You lose a step because you're not just reacting. You know exactly when you're prepared. You know exactly where you're going to be, what your assignment is. When you're not sure and you're looking at each other, you're going to get torched.
And that's one of the worst things you see is they have that blank look on their face, like you're supposed to be here. No, you were supposed to be here, and they can't decide.
Yep, and you play slow.
Yep.
Lack of confidence, lack of short. You don't know. I'm not sure that I'm going to do this. And next thing, you're right. You're always a beat behind. Ravens do win 41-31 now, 5-2 on the year again. If you want to hear Mike Preston's report card segment, go to Odyssey. Go to the Odyssey app at 7:30. He went position by position. Also, go to BaltimoreSun.com and read it online. Just to give you a recap, quarterback Lamar Jackson, he got an A, did not get an A+. Running backs, an A. Offensive line, a B+. Receivers, an A-. D-line, a C. He gave the linebackers a B-. Secondary, a C. Special teams, a B+. And coaching, a B. So, what, Mike, did you learn about this football team from week 7?
The long ball was a factor. At least it was to Rashad Bateman. That was a perfect pass. And you got to have that because teams are going to crowd the line of scrimmage. And they're going to play some good teams. All right, with good defensive lines. And I still believe Kansas City is still going to be there somewhere. They're going to have to beat them. But they're doing the things that they need to do. And they're finding these weapons. And they haven't had weapons like this before. I mean, you got two good tight ends. You got Bateman playing well on the outside. You got Derrick Henry in the backfield. I mean, as long as the offensive line gets better, this offense will work. Are they there yet? No, but the pass protection is better. And that's a major key going into the postseason. And I always talk about the postseason because that's where you win.
That's what it's about.
I mean, that's what it's about, man.
Well, don't we all agree for this team that's all that matters right now? What they do in the postseason?
Yeah.
Yes. Because getting there is not even a question. It's what you do when you get there.
Yeah.
Listen, their goal is Super Bowl. It can't even be getting to the postseason anymore. Right. They've been to the postseason. Overall, you went to the championship game last year and blew that. So, no, you got to go to the big show.
Yeah. And the Baltimore Ravens, one step closer to that. going 5-2 with a 41-31 win last night over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.